We continue eight lines from the bottom, eight lines up from the bottom on Chlamid Vav Umid Beis. The discussion now is about Davar Acher Mishum Davar Acher. If you look back earlier in the Gemara, towards the top of Lamed Vav Umid Beis, we mentioned that Pas Akum and Pitan Vishamnan was Mishum Yenam, and Yenam was Mishum Benosehem, that the prohibition of Stam Yenam was connected to Chasnus, Val Benosehem Mishum Davar Acher, and the prohibition of intermarriage was because of Davar Acher, which Rashi says was idolatry. Val Davar Acher Mishum Davar Acher. And then he adds on that there's a Davar Acher was prohibited because of a Davar Acher. And we don't know exactly what that is referring to. So that now the Gemara wants to answer this question. My al davar acher mishum davar acher. So he says as follows: Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak gazru al tinok oved kochavim shet yitame beziva shelo yehi tinok Yisrael ragel etzlo b'mishkav zachor. So the Gemara mentions a very interesting prohibition in order to prevent a Jewish male from homosexuality, from violating the prohibition of homosexuality, that their rabbis decreed that a young child, a non-Jewish child, Tinok Oved Kochavim, would be automatically given the halachic status of Tamei Beziva, that anything that this child would touch, whether it's people or clothing, it would make that person Tamei. And therefore, it would avoid, a Jewish parent would never allow their children to socialize with this non-Jewish child or this child of an Avodas Kochavim because he'll become Tamei. And they didn't want the child to become Tamei. So even though the child isn't actually Tamei, and because in order to be Tamei, you have to have Azav, you have to have some sort of emission, since he doesn't have the ability to have, even if he doesn't have the ability to have any emission, nevertheless, we're giving him the status of a Zav, and therefore, that will prevent the Jewish child from spending time socializing with the non-Jewish child. What's the concern? The concern is that if he spends time with him, he may become accustomed to male homosexuality. Why that is exactly, I'm not sure, but that was the concern of the rabbis. The Amr of Zera, this is all based on a statement from Rav Zera, Tsar Gadol Hayli Eitel Rav Asi, Rav Asi Eitel Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan Eitel Rav Yanai, Rav Yanai Eitel Rav Nasan Ben Amram, Rav Nasan Ben Amram Eitel Rebbe. He tried to figure out, Rav Zera tried to figure out the following question. He's trying to ask a lot of times, and people wouldn't answer. So finally, they asked. The question came to Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi. They asked Rebbe the following question: Tinok Oved Kochavim Me'emisai Metamei Beziva. At what age is this idolatrous child considered Tamei Bezav? Va'amar Li Ben Yomo. He said, one day old, a newborn child of an Oved Kochavim is considered Tamei Bezav at a day old. However, when I asked the same question to Rabbi Chia, he told me, no, it's only 9 days, 9 years old, not a day old. And when I went back to Rabbi and I told him what Rabbi Chia said, Rabbi said to me, Hanach divarai va'achuz divar Rabbi Chia. The Amar Tinok Oved Kochavim Emesai Matamei Beziva Ben Teisha Shana V'Yom Echad. Follow Rabbi Chiya's approach. He is correct. Why? Hoel V'Roi Lebia Mitamei Nami Beziva. It makes sense because at the age of 9, halachically, he's considered fit to have Bia. And therefore, if he's at that age fit to have Bia from a halachic perspective, then there's a concern. The reason clearly is that there's the ability at that time to have a seminal emission. Well, if that's at 9 that he can have a seminal emission, that's when we should be concerned that the child can contaminate a Jewish child with, you know, through touch. Otherwise, before that, it doesn't make sense to create this whole new prohibition for a child who doesn't even have the ability to have a seminal emission. At least now he has the ability to have a seminal emission, even if he doesn't at 9 years old. We're still going to consider as if he would have one, which would then make the Yisroel tamei, and therefore, as a result, parents will not want to associate or have with this child. They won't want their child to associate with the idolatrous child. Or the idolater's child. Amar Ravina, based on this, Ravina made the following statement: Hilka chatinokes overes kochavim bas gimel shanam v'yom echad hol v'ru'i l'biya metaminam b'ziva. So therefore, says Ravina, well, once the threshold is when a child is fit for bia, that's when they're going to become tame b'ziva, even if they don't actually have an emission. So that's for a boy. Well, for a girl, we know that she's roi labia at age 3. And therefore, at age 3, we should say that a Jewish girl shouldn't associate with a non-Jewish girl because the girl of an idolater would be metame b'ziva to another girl at the age of 3. So the Gemara says, pshita, isn't that obvious? Because if the threshold is being roi labia, so that if a boy is 9, a girl is 3. It seems obvious. Gemara says, no, not necessarily. Why not? Mahu detema hayada li argule v'ha lo yada li arguli kamash malan. You could argue as follows. You could argue that, look, the girl at the age of 3 is not smart enough yet to convince the other girl to act inappropriate, to act and have any homosexual acts. If 9 years old already, the child is a little wiser and perhaps a little more cunning to convince a Jew to another Jewish boy to sin. But a 3-year old, I mean, there's no expectation that a 3-year old is going to convince another 3-year old girl to sin. Therefore, we're not going to jump and say, well, just because she's Roy Labia, therefore, we're going to make her, consider her, that she has the ability to be Mitami Viziva. You Kamash Malan, therefore, to teach us otherwise, Ravina had to make this clear that yes, at 3 years old, the daughter of an idolater is Mitame Viziva, since she is Roy Labia. So then here you see that the rabbis were trying to come up with ways to segregate the Jews from being with the children of idolaters. Perhaps it was more than just homosexuality, but here the concern was clear for that. They were concerned that there was some homosexual potential there, and in order to avoid it, the rabbi said, let's consider the children as tamei b'ziva. As a result, parents, Jewish parents, will not want their children to contract ritual impurity, even if it's only midrabanan.